It's 2:39. Dan is having a birthday. It was actually yesterday. Doesn't work on his birthday.
Nope. Just like Jake taught me.
So
take the day off.
Her day off.
It's weird to even say it out loud. I have a hard time grasping this idea. But you are 50 years old. Now, that represents quite a number up here at the ticket.
Keep that to yourself. That's cool.
Represents quite a number up here at the ticket because once upon a time when we were both, I guess you would have been 30. I might have been something like 26 or so at the time. That we were pulled aside by the expo and told not to mention somebody's 50th birthday. Because Mike was turning 50, our friend Mike Reiner. And according to Expo, who was in hushed tones, he wasn't handling it so well. And that number always stuck with me because
he told us not to mention it on that day's
we weren't allowed to mention birthdays. It on that day's birthdays. I think the only time in
what were the chances I could have pulled that off here?
We were not allowed to mention someone was having a milestone birthday of this magnitude. I would say your chances are very little, if not none. And I also did say something to Jake today that he did not take issue with. Although we will argue about literally anything. So maybe he was just driving. But I said, it feels like this is the milestone birthday. Like all the other milestone birthdays are kind of made up unless you're now legal to do something. But nobody really cares about turning 30 except for maybe a few minutes because you're not in your 20s anymore. And
couple ladies.
Maybe there, yeah. 40 matters a little bit, but you're already 39, so who cares? But 50 does feel like an actual milestone.
I think that's because
it feels like if you had to pick one, that's it, right?
But you're definitely on the way down.
There's no two ways about it.
Like,
you can kid yourself about 40.
You could see yourself living past 80 pretty easily, right? Lots of people do. But like getting to 100 is very rare. So you definitely have,
and you might not even want to.
Right, but so you definitely have more time behind you than in front of you.
Yes. So once we've established that,
it's terrible.
How are we doing,
it's
buddy?
It's terrible, too, because ladies, all the it's like if you were going to hook up with somebody, mm-hmm. you now maybe have eliminated a decade worth of ladies.
What decade is that?
15? Like when they're in their 30s. They're like, now I can't date a guy that's 50.
Okay. I mean, because you're not 50, you're in your 50s.
Right.
Yeah.
And every second you're over 40, you're in your 40s. So even when you're 49 and 300 days, you could say, I'm in my 40s. Right. And then, you know, you could talk to a 31-year-old lady and you guys can see each other together because, well, you're 30s and I'm 40s. That's not much of a difference.
It appears.
But then 50s is like an age where you could theoretically be a grandpa.
I mean, it would make more sense now for you to be hooking up with someone in their 70s, you know, who could be as old as 79 wow. rather than someone in their 30s.
Wow.
You know, people in the 50s, people in their 70s and 50s get together all the time.
Like now, any physical accomplishment.
He's thinking it through.
No, not the guy to girl, though.
Yeah, usually.
I got to be on the other side of that.
It does feel like 50.
It's just the way society is. It's not my fault.
Right.
Like if you're in your 40s and you're in really good shape, you're probably supposed to try to do that. But if you're in your 50s and you're in really good shape, you're like, get a load of this guy. He's in his 50s.
I'm determined.
Look at him.
Like with a scale or with the weather forecast, I'm determined to not let a number dictate the way that my mental things are churning, but it's not working. It's terrible. I understand Mike Reiner now.
Suddenly, being born in 69 is not as funny as it once was now?
Well, as you know, Bob,
mm-hmm.
some say I was born in 69. I prefer to think of it that I was born to 69.
At least that joke made it from his 40s to his 50s.
Yeah, are you gonna stop some of your jokes? There's a new beginning here.
I don't know. Did you ask me that when I had a kid, and or when the kids got to an age where their teachers all listen and all that kind of stuff? It's all bad. Nothing good is.
You feel
is
like
coming
you're
out of this
pot committed now in life. You have to keep going now.
Can you still do that in your 50s?
Pot.
Yeah.
Well, that's not really
well,
what
one
I
day
meant
in,
there,
we're
Julie.
Going okay.
Early returns from the precincts.
Man.
I'm sorry you feel sad about it. Don't feel sad. It's a good thing.
Is it, Julie?
We need to work on this.
I mean, basically by saying
lots
it's a good
people
thing,
can't make it there.
Yeah, you're just saying he's alive.
That's good.
Which is good.
Right, way to go, little buddy. I'm not dying.
That's the good work.
Well, no, you are dying.
Yeah, dying. Yeah. Well, we're all dying. Time is a flat circle.
You have beautiful cookies with your face on them.
Do you think some of the P1s want
to... There's nothing to be sad
You have
about.
Beautiful cookies as well, Julie.
Do you think some of the...
I haven't gotten any cookies yet.
Do you think some
oh,
of the P1s...
Oh, we're talking about cookies.
Yes, we are.
Do you think
we brought you some cookies. I just always bring them. I never get them.
Do you believe the P1s have some good advice for Dan? Or
yes.
Some birthday thoughts, Jake?
We need to cheer him
Not
up.
Not really, but... I don't think it's going to stop us.
Where would you like to go?
You want me to pick or you?
Let's start with Courtney. It appears that Courtney at least had a bit prepared. That's a good start.
Hi, Courtney.
Hey, Dan. I wrote you a poem for your birthday.
Oh, good.
Dan, you're my favorite midday man. I hope you love me more than the Ebola-ridden Nina fan. Today in the D, it is so cold. Happy birthday. You're officially a hot old.
Right.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Yeah.
Darn good.
Cool, Nina fam.
If you can work Nina fam into this.
Thanks, Courtney. You're our P1 of the week so far.
Yay.
Bye, okay, Courtney.
There we go.
Not even going to ask if how old she is or anything.
He's kind of lost his...
I think I've lost my edge.
He's lost his pursuit.
Is there clearly a difference?
Just kind of...
There's something for that.
Not that into girls anymore, I guess. I don't know. Nowhere.
Not without a VR helmet.
Let's try K.
K?
Please tell
Did
me.
Did you say K?
Soiled the VR helmet in that way.
I have a rule. Not mm-hmm. only would we not name our daughters after any porn star that I've met, but I promise not to use my any kid-owned VR helmets in any way.
Thank you.
You got to have a code.
You won't be discovered by your family and
it's like,
just a pair of socks and a helmet.
Like, what if that's how you died?
Oh, Dad had a heart attack.
And he's just lying there with his VR helmet. Pants around his ankles.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that, sir. Who's on our line?
Kay, good afternoon.
Dan, I don't know if you remember, I am the one that called when Bob was gone, and I set Jake straight about the John Lennon quote. I'm the biggest bad radio fan ever.
All right.
MFFL, I didn't get to talk to Bob, but yeah, we had a big discussion about quotes by John Lennon. I had to get them straight, Bob.
Okay. Appreciate you doing that.
I love you, Dan. I hope you had a great birthday, and Courtney is only the P1 of the week until I called, right?
Oh, yes. You have surpassed Courtney. Although she did come up with a poem, you're going to have to admit that's pretty good.
Yeah, I wish I had thought of that.
You didn't really prep anything, did you, Kay?
Well, I prepped to remind you that I'm the biggest bad radio fan. I told you that a couple months ago. I mean, doesn't that mean something?
It should.
Did you have a Country Saturday?
Did what?
Did you enjoy Country Saturday this week?
I agree with you and Bob about country music, even though I was born and raised here.
It sucks, right? It's terrible.
It does. And
country music is horrible. Let's just all get together and admit that and quit this ruse where I got to pretend I like country music just so I can be a real Texan.
Exactly. And like I said, I was born and raised here long before y'all came.
Yeah.
I think I told y'all I was 13 when the Beatles came to town, so that narrows it down.
Okay. All right.
My oldest child was born the same month as Bob, and he's no spring chicken.
No, I am no spring chicken
well,
at all.
Go.
Now, you're young compared to me and Dan, but...
That's
you
know, true. That's
Dan's
true.
Dan's young compared to me. So.
Many years left in my 40s. We're going to have a good time.
It's all relative, yes. And I would trade with either one of y'all in a minute. So,
All right, Kay.
Dan, just wanted to wish you a happy birthday and remind y'all again, I love bad radio. Nothing else like it, okay?
All right,
I love you.
You
too.
Love you. Take care, boys. Have a happy birthday the rest of the week, but Dan, and go Mavs.
High five.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Go Mavs.
We'll talk there.
Dirk is staying a Mavs.
Die. Not on his birthday.
Now where, Jake?
We could try Felix.
Looks like a bunch of dudes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I ran through.
Felix, a very tepid endorsement from Jake to take you.
Dan, you the man. I got a little poem for you, too, bro. But this is off the head, so bear with me.
Okay.
I'm driving, you know, down the road. Oops, there's a skunk. You're getting old, Dan. Yeah, your balls have sunk. It is very cold. Yes, I know. You're getting old. It's okay. That's all I got, dude. Bye.
That was your poem? Or are you about to start your poem?
How do you feel about your choice there, Jake?
Don't put this on Jake.
Now you're going to have to rewind about 3 hours to the meeting.
Oh, you did not endorse this segment, is what
you're
saying?
I've never endorsed a phone scan in my life, and I'll never endorse another one.
Well, how come you're against somebody named Sanjay? I'm going to Sanjay. You're on the ticket.
Thank you, Dan. Listen, happy birthday. I'm glad you're not having some sort of a midlife crisis, because you're still not calling high school football games in Southern Ohio. You've made it to the big time, Dallas. I wanted to ask you, what advice do you have, Big Dan to Little Dan, since you're now 50, maybe to a young dad like myself? I've got two young boys. Jake's got a kid now. You know, some insightful advice that you can share with us.
All right.
Since you're so old. And two last things, Dan. Have you seen Jennifer Aniston? She's 50, brother. And unfortunately, the lead singer from The Prodigy, I think he took his own life. Thank you, sir. I listen off the air.
Oh, he did?
From The Prodigy. So, yes, in your five decades of life.
Also, President Bush passed away.
And in your remaining 5 seconds, what would you tell us?
I would say, let's go to Kevin. You're on the ticket.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I think Jake said go to Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What?
We're great. We're up against
the tell me to go to Kevin or no?
I think he wanted
you're
to
holding
out.
The number one up.
I'm pointing at the clock.
You're on line one.
That's what I was saying. We
where's
gotta go.
Your clock?
We got to go.
All right, Kevin. Jake won't let you talk, okay?
F you, Kevin.
Whoa, hey.
All right. He's pointing over there. There's no clock over there.
There probably is a clock over there.